From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Obama is urging Israeli and Palestinian leaders to return to peace negotiations. The president held a three-way meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas in New York today.
It is past time to talk about starting negotiations. It is time to move forward. It is time to show the flexibility and common sense and sense of compromise that's necessary to achieve our goals.
Mr. Obama is pressing both sides in the Mideast conflict. His special envoy to the region returned home last week. He had tried and failed to bring both sides to agreement on the controversial matter of Jewish settlement building in Palestinian territory. Mr. Obama's in New York, where he addressed a special United Nations meeting on climate change today. There, he urged world leaders to bolster their efforts to slow down greenhouse gas emissions. On Capitol Hill, the last of five committees tasked with drafting a health care bill has begun debate. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
The draft bill, taken up by the Senate Finance Committee today, requires every U.S. citizen to have coverage or face a fine. The proposal includes subsidies to help those who can't afford insurance, but Democrats on the committee are already concerned they're too low. Moreover, Democrats like Senator Debbie Stabenow of Michigan expressed disappointment that the draft does not include a government-backed insurance option.
We need to make sure families have a real choice of health insurance plans, including a public health insurance option that keeps private insurance companies honest and keeps premiums affordable.
Republicans on the committee say the bill will end up being too costly to taxpayers. The committee is set to pore through more than 564 proposed amendments to the legislation. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
Authorities in California say it'll take longer to contain the largest wildfire in Los Angeles' history. From member station KPCC, Hedy Lynn Hurdies reports.
Fire commanders overseeing the battle against the nearly month-old station fire say they're worried about the prospect of gusty winds, low humidity, and 100-plus temperatures. First, they thought they'd have full containment of the 251-square-mile fire last Tuesday. It didn't happen. It was postponed three times since then, and now they're projecting full containment no earlier than midnight Thursday. There's a red flag warning in effect for the mountains and valley areas of Los Angeles due to extreme fire risk, and that's expected to remain in effect for the next 2 days. The firefighters' primary concern, Mount Wilson, home to an historic observatory and a billion-dollar broadcast transmitter complex. For NPR News, I'm Hedy Lynn Hurdies in Los Angeles.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials are up 50 points. They're currently at 9,829. The NASDAQ is up 8 points. It is at 2146. The S&P 500 is up 7. This is NPR. Law enforcement authorities are urging the heads of mass transit systems around the country to be extra vigilant. NPR's learned federal authorities are following up to a dozen people who might be linked to a possible terror plot against transportation sites in New York City. Three people have been arrested in connection with the alleged plot, two of them in Denver and one in New York. Authorities now blame at least 8 deaths on flooding in the southeastern United States, 7 deaths in Georgia and 1 in Alabama. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
The death toll in Georgia includes a 15-year-old boy whose body was found in a rain-swollen river and a toddler who was swept away when a raging creek tore through his family's mobile home. Deaths are also reported from drivers being washed off flooded roadways. Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue has declared a state of emergency in 17 counties, and authorities are urging people not to drive. Days of torrential rains have soaked parts of Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, and North Carolina, prompting rescues, school closures, and evacuations. Hundreds of roads and bridges are underwater or washed out in and around the traffic-heavy Atlanta area, which got as much as a foot of rain Monday. In northwest Georgia, more than 1,500 residents in Chattooga County were evacuated after a levee breach on the Chattooga River. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
The MacArthur Foundation has named this year's winners of its Genius Grants. They include 24 artists, scientists, and writers who will receive $100,000 a year for 5 years with no strings attached. Winners include a paper maker and historian who researches how paper was first made, an economist, and a biologist. This is NPR News.